small community announcement campaigner offends before we begin, so it might explain the piece of green paper that you have on your chair.
They're pretty bright, aren't they? Sorry about that. Hi, I'm Candice and I'm from Tina FM, which is the broadcaster for This Is Not Art. We just got a temporary special event broadcasting license. So we've been broadcasting from Thursday and we'll be going till Monday on that frequency. I've just got surveys that I'm distributing for the next 2 days so we can get an idea of what you'd like for the station, what you'd like on, and whether you've actually been listening. So if you have, could you perhaps, you know, have a go, participate, fill it out, and if you haven't, then it's okay, don't worry, and I'll just get them at the end.
What frequency is it on?
97.9.
97.9.
Yeah, and we're streaming live as well, so you can get it on the net. You just need to go to www.tinafm.org, and you can get online.
Thank you. So welcome everyone to the second of our basics and not so basic label young artist session. We've got quite a big panel. We've got Mike from COG, we've got Rick from New Zealand, we've got Alex from The Herd, Chris from COG, we've got Age, who produces under the name Kome, he's from Japan, and we've got Paul from Melbourne / Adelaide. So I thought I'd just begin, everyone would give a brief introduction about what they're doing, the type of work that they do with labels and artists. And I'll field some questions to these guys, and then we'll leave it to you guys to ask some more questions. So, Mike, if you just want to tell everyone a bit about what you do.
Yeah, kia ora, my name's Mark. I spent the last 2 years working for a label called COG Transmissions in Auckland, with Chris here, focusing mainly on the promotional side. I was promotions manager there, and doing all the media and all the radio plugging, all the publicity, organising tours, stuff like that, mainly looking after the artists and making sure that they're pretty much in the public eye. And also, I've also dealt with breaking a lot of those acts here in Australia and sort of sorting out stuff for the all those kinds of things.
Yeah, I'm Alex. I'm from Telephone Tracks, which is the label that The Herd's on. We have a bit of a different structure to a lot of labels in that we're all active musicians, and there's quite a lot of us, there's probably about 12 of us or 10 of us who do the running of the label. And so we don't have quite the kind of degree of specialisation as some other people do. We're all part-timers to one degree or another, but that's kind of slowly changing. Yeah, we can talk about other stuff.
And I'm Chris, and I'm
from
I quite often look after, especially the studio side, and getting the albums to the final production stage. I do a lot of CD mastering and visualizations, currently working with a lot of hip-hop artists, also do a lot of breaks, and then on the other side, a lot of strategic stuff at the high level.
Hello, my name is Age, and I'm managing the label called Rom. She wrote A Good Man in Tokyo, and as an artist, I'm releasing 2 albums and a couple of things, and doing the pressing, promotion, and distributing in Tokyo.
Good morning, my name's Paul. I'm an ex-Adelaide person who's recently just moved to Melbourne. I do a whole range of different things. I won't bore you with all the finer details, but it involves doing really DIY projects and clubs and involved artists that really want to just do what they do. I'm now part of a collective called Three Reasons, that was sort of a project management company. I manage bands. Been lucky enough to have a PR people with New Versions, just put out a record. And I also manage DJ Trip as part of that. I do all their booking and promotions. I don't like to call myself the manager, but you've got to define it somehow. And we're just a crew of people that enjoy what we do, and I've got the contacts and they've got the music. I've got a few other acts that I'm sort of working with now. I'm going to start booking and touring. And I've been involved doing clubs and just started working for SBS, doing radio. I'm running a regular club these days at Bumblecon in November. And just all the stuff, I won't go into details, but yeah. So not so much a label, but more of a DIY way of approach with music industry projects and the like.
Now, yesterday when on the basics panel, we were talking to a lot of labels that talking to a lot of labels that, you know, were quite small, doing pressings up to, say, 500 now. I know the Cod guys and with Elephant Tracks and with Age, you've gone beyond that.